is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Broadcasting live. High atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website. USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Today, many of us get a chance to vote on proposition term limits. It's not a proposition on the ballot, but it's where you can begin the process to limit the terms of those who were elected as representatives and became politicians. One term is plenty. Remember, take out the trash. Today our class is focused on when disaster strikes and when technology fails, author Matt Stein. Class, we're in danger. The drought is spreading. 85% of the United States of America is in drought. The worst drought in recorded history was 1934 during the Dust Bowl. It was so bad that topsoil and dust from the Midwest traveled to Boston and New York City, over 1,000 miles to the east. At that time, 90% of the United States was in drought. We're 5% away from that right now. Is it serious? What's so bad about having nice sunny days with little or no rain? Well, wildfires are breaking out in the Midwest. Our neighbor's property was set ablaze by lightning. That's across the road. Down the road, another farmer's field was set ablaze. I personally know of 4 fires where we live, all within a 5-minute drive. So today we're going to discuss rapid climate change, abrupt climate change, and the seriousness of the drought, and what to do, preventative strategies for your survival, with our senior USAprepares.com instructor, an MIT engineer, and author of 2 best-selling books, When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails, Matt Stein. And welcome, Matt.
That's the way to go, Vince. I'm glad to hear you. You said welcome, Matt. Yes, I'm very welcome, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
Matt, it's always good to hear your voice. Class, I'd like you to know that Matt and I are friends. And Matt's been to the farm. He's been to the Get Prepared Expo. He spent some time with us, and we've been on the radio quite a bit, and he has some wonderful insight to share with us. And I'm so glad you're here today. Matt, I noticed this a long time ago, but I'd like to say it. You've titled your books, When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails, not If Disaster Strikes and If Technology Fails. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, you know, as it stands right now, we're on a collision course with increasing disasters and massive failures of technology. And now Einstein's been quoted as saying that insanity, his definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So basically he's saying, hey, you're going to do the same thing, you're going to get similar results. So right now we're seeing our climate changing on our planet. We're seeing the population stressing our world in many different ways. And we've got a whole bunch of graphs of world trends. They're all headed for the bottom, and we're not really doing anything to change that. So the logic and ration says it's not a question of if it fails, a question of when. When do we reach the breaking point? When do things snap? When do we go over the edge of the cliff?
Matt, I've got one of those non-contact thermometers. It looks like a pistol grip thermometer. You can hold it in one hand and squeeze the trigger and aim it at what you'd like to remotely measure the temperature of. And I aimed it at our roof in the sun a couple days ago. And our roof is the color of the bark of an oak tree. It's called weathered wood. That's the company's name for this particular color of roof. So it's not black. It's not white. It looks like the color of bark, oak bark. And underneath that, our roof is decked with 1x12 pine decking. So these are boards that are about 3/4 of an inch thick, and they're random lengths between 8 and 16 feet long. And, of course, there's tar paper under that. And the reason I'm telling you this is that that type of wood does not absorb a lot of heat. It's not like OSB that can retain a lot of heat. Well, our roof is buckling in the sun. So when the sun strikes the roof, the shingles actually curl upward and they arch above the roof decking. And then when the sun goes down, they flatten back out. The temperature that I measured our roof remotely, Matt Stein, was 173 degrees.
That's hot stuff. Well, we had, in this month, in a single day, this is out of the New York Times, and it said in a single day this month, there was a U.S. Airways jet that got stuck in the asphalt on the runway when the runway melted in the heat. I mean, have you ever heard of that before in America?
No.
This is not Saudi Arabia. This is America. On that same day, there was a subway train that derailed when the heat, it got so hot, hotter than it's been, that the steel railroad ties, I mean, the rails, expanded so much that they put a big kink in the rail, and it derailed the subway. And on that same day, in Texas, the heat was so hot, it's been drying out the clay-rich soils, and it's been shrinking the soils and expanding the road, so the roads were buckling up with, like, giant speed bumps all over the road. But these weren't on purpose. This is just from the heat buckling everything up. So people are seeing things now, engineers and contractors and, you know, maintenance guys are seeing things all over the country that they've never, ever seen before.
Well, I saw a video of a concrete road where a driver was driving his vehicle along this road, and it became one of those speed bumps, and it launched the car into the air, literally several feet into the air, and the driver didn't see it coming because it just looked like roadway ahead, and maybe he was texting or maybe he was on his phone or something. But, yeah, it launched his car into the air, and when it landed, it went to the left and went across two lanes of opposing traffic. So it looked like he survived, but it could have been really, really dangerous. So, yes, the roads are buckling. Our roof is buckling. And roads are getting soft. If you notice, class, those roads that are in the sun that are made out of tar and stone, they are really getting soft. So, yes, this is something that is relatively new. I mean, I've seen roads getting soft before, but not like this. Not like this. Go ahead, Matt.
I have a friend, pretty well-equipped survival-type guy. In the backwoods of Kansas, he's got a large old family farm that he's kind of retired to, sort of. I mean, he's working the farm, and he's doing that. And I asked him how the drought was going. Now, this was a month ago that he said 96 days, no rain, over 30 days, over 100 degrees. And the other day, it was 118 degrees in Kansas. And he said on that very same day, the high was 92 in Death Valley. He said the drought was explosive. The creeks were dry. The wells are running dry. The animals are dying. The crops were dying. The trees were dying. Even the weeds were dead, he said. And this is a situation that's dire because America has been the breadbasket. There's other parts of the world that have been more severely affected in recent years by the global climate change than has America. So we've kind of felt like, oh, you know, everything's not so bad. But now it's in our own backyard, and we're the breadbasket. You know, we feed a lot of the world with our wheat and our corn. And with these kinds of climate changes, I'll admit there's some controversy on climate change, but the vast majority of the world's climatologists from multiple universities, multiple countries, they're not all funded by there's not a one world government all telling them what to say and say the same thing. And they're saying that this is just the tip of the iceberg that we're seeing right now. They're saying that we're seeing, so far we've seen about 1 degree centigrade, eight-tenths of a degree centigrade, 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit, average global temperature rise. And they're predicting within this century a rise, if we don't do anything significantly different than what we've been doing, they're predicting that it's going to be roughly 5 to 7 times as much as what we've seen right now, just from continuing our current trends, not from, you know, from basically not making any big changes. This is what Einstein's saying, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So they're saying right now, the effects of what we've done in the last couple centuries of industrialization will be around for the next 1,000 years. And what we're going to continue doing in this century, they're predicting, is going to make this, what we've seen so far, look like a picnic. Now, you know, it's pretty discouraging news. And you say, so what do you do? Well, you do your best on an individual level to be prepared for change, to not be the ostrich with your head in the sand, to look at this and say, okay, maybe it's not going to be that bad. But it sure looks like, even if we do everything right, it's going to be pretty bad. And I'm hope and pray that they're going to be wrong. But, you know, there's that old Yankee saying that says, you know, plan for the worst. Hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And so, you know, sure, you can be a Pollyanna and you can be optimistic and you can say this is all a global conspiracy and it's all Al Gore and they're trying to make money on stock sales and stuff. But I think most people are looking around right now and saying, you know, I think maybe there's something to this climate change. Like, I've never seen this in our life. You know, back in the 30s, they had terrible farm management, land management practices, mm-hmm. that when a drought hit, it led to the Dust Bowl, which, you know, made things worse. The dust spread everywhere. It caused things, you know, to get worse, to exacerbate it. Well, they did something different after that. They cleaned up their act in terms of management of farmlands and teaching farmers how to, you know, rotate their crops, how to do things differently so that the Dust Bowl wouldn't repeat itself. But we never did anything different about climate change, because in those days we didn't really think we were doing anything on climate change, and we weren't having the kind of impact on world climate that we're having today.
Matt Stein's with me. We're talking about rapid climate change, the drought, the crisis, and we're talking about food too when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Matt Stein's with me. And we are talking about abrupt climate change. Class, if you'd like to contact Matt Stein, you can go to the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. There's a link on page one to Matt Stein's websites. And he is the author of When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes. And he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri. He'll be presenting seminars and autographing books right here, November 3rd and 4th. Matt, you know, we're talking about our involvement in climate change. And back in the 60s, I remember living on the East Coast, and a lot of people had oil burners, furnaces that provided heat. And most people used about 500 gallons of fuel a year, a winter. 500 gallons of fuel to heat their homes per winter. That's a lot of heat that we put into the environment. There's no question about it.
Well, it's not so much the heat you're putting into the environment, because, you know, compared to the heat coming off the sun, there, yeah, you know, mm-hmm, the sun puts out way, way more than the mm-hmm heat from what you're burning. But it's more that those, quote, fossil fuels, the natural gas, the oils, the coals, they were deposited on our planet like hundreds of millions of years ago when there was mm-hmm massive forests and algae blooms and all of that. And as the Earth changed, and this huge amount of carbon, see, when a plant grows, it takes carbon dioxide out of the air and it grows plant stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when that plant stuff dies and gets buried up over, you know, and compressed over millions of years, then it turns into coal and gas and oil. And so what it is that gradually over hundreds of millions of years, our climate and our planet changed, the atmosphere changed, because all of this carbon in the atmosphere got stabilized and buried under the planet. and became coal and oil and natural gas. And right, what we're doing right now is we're burning up that stuff quite quickly, and we're putting that carbon back into the atmosphere that was sequestered over hundreds of millions of years, and we're changing the atmosphere to back kind of the way it was a long, long, long time ago. And when it's doing that, it's changing this real complex system of the Earth that keeps our climate, you know, fairly stable and livable. Now, people say, well, you know, climate's always changed. And that's right. It's not like, it's a real complex system. It's not like one little thing makes the difference. Or makes it all different. It's tons of different factors that come in together. So, for instance, throughout history, we've had periods with volcanoes that change the climate for a while. We've had periods where Saturn and Jupiter line up with the planet Earth and pull its orbit out further, so we get a cold ice age, and periods where they line up on the other side, you know, maybe another few million years later or 100,000 years later, and we get a really hot, dry period because it pulled it the other way. So there's a lot of different factors, but right now we're pumping these hundreds of millions of years of stored carbon back into the atmosphere when we're burning it up, and that's changing it. It's called a greenhouse gas, and, you know, the weather is changing, and it's a factor of natural causes and unnatural causes. So, for example, the last few winters before this previous winter, we had some good old day winters, some really harsh winters with tons of snow, and people kind of said, oh, you know, I see those scientists were totally wrong. You know, we got global cooling, not global warming. I mean, look at these killer winters we're having, and it's like the good old days, so everything's fine. Well, what it is here in the Northern Hemisphere, we put out most of the world's pollution, air pollution, with industrial pollution. A lot of that is aerosols, and they're like fine particles in the air from burning coal and things like that. And, you know, China puts out a huge amount of aerosols. The United States is number two in doing that. And so those act actually as cooling locally in the central latitudes of the Northern Hemisphere, where most of those aerosols are produced. And in the last few years, we've been in what's called the solar minimum. See, the sun goes through an 11-year cycle where its poles flip every 11 years. So for the last few years, we had a combination of all this aerosol cooling from pollution a lot out of China and a lesser extent out of the United States and the EU. And that was cooling the central latitudes. And we had a solar minimum that gave us less solar gain. So that was cooling. And so they kind of counteracted the effects of the greenhouse gas and global warming. So it was like for a brief period, we had good old days.
Matt Stein's with me. We're talking about abrupt climate change. And when we get back, I've got some questions about, is it permanent? And how will it affect our food prices? This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my.
When you go
to
the
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Abrupt climate change. Rapid climate change. Matt Stein's with me. Matt, you know, we have our weekly meetups at the restaurant in Springfield, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. And a few Fridays ago at our weekly meetup, I challenged the students to do something simple. I said, well, over the weekend, let's try this experiment. Let's turn off all the circuit breakers in your house, except for food refrigeration, of course, medical devices, and don't do anything that's unsafe. And put some tape across the refrigerator to remind you not to open the refrigerator and let the cold out. So let's simulate a power failure. There are about 70 people at the meetup, and three of them volunteered to do it. And the following
three out of 70.
Three out of 70 volunteered to do it, yep. Now, these are people that come to the meetups all the time. And I'm talking about we've got a lot of regulars. And so three volunteered to do this experiment, and the following week was the final exam. And that exam was, okay, share with the rest of us here what happened. No one did it. No one followed through. And, you know, last night, Matt, we had a power failure in the middle of the night. And it was on our farm. And the result was, Matt, it was really hot inside the farmhouse. And it was very quiet, you know. Ultimately, I used the emergency power because, and when you think about it, how many of us have telephones that are electronic? I mean, that need to have one of those wall transformers in order to operate. Most of us probably have those. And so my UPS took care of that, and I was able to make a call. And I called the power company, and the call went from Missouri to Tennessee, where I was greeted by a lovely lady who was willing to tell me what was going on. And the power failure was not just us. There were lots of people involved in this power failure. And it was because a transformer was on fire on a power pole.
Right.
And it took out the substation. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this when we're talking about climate change, all of these things seem to tie together. As it gets hotter, more air conditioning, more electric consumption, tax the power grid, causing cascading effects that will affect us. And it was very interesting how nothing in our house worked. You know, that wasn't, or any things that were electronic didn't work. Nothing. Because there was no power.
Oh, yeah. You know, we had 600 million people out of power for a couple of days in India last week. And people say, oh, well, that can't happen here. Well, in August 10th of 1996, on a hot day in the West Coast, some power lines sagged into killer trees in Oregon. And it took out the power to seven states and parts of Baja, Mexico, and parts of British Columbia and Alberta, two Canadian provinces. And that's from some killer trees in a hot day where the power lines just sagged into some trees and shorted. And the grid was so maxed out with all those AC, all those air conditioning units running, that it caused a cascading failure. Now, in 2003, also in August, you know, happens a lot in the summertime, we had the Great Northeastern Blackout that took out power to 50 million. Now, when that first happened, they were saying, oh, some terrorist came in and shot some stuff, and, you know, the terrorists caused the problems, those evil guys. And, well, it turned out that the evil terrorists were some more killer trees that, you know, the power lines on a hot day sagged a little and shorted some trees, and the grid was maxed out and cascading failure, 50 million people out of power. So we're in a situation where we've got an aging grid, and they're talking like an incredible amount of money. I have somewhere in here, but in a Washington Post article or Washington Times article last week, they were talking about some huge amount of billions of dollars that we're required to upgrade our grid in the next 20 years to try and keep it from collapsing like the Indian grid just did right now. So we're, and this is collapsing under kind of strained but still somewhat normal situations. This is not a solar storm. This is not an EMP. This is not a terrorist act. This is just Mother Nature in the days of climate change and Mother Nature being kind of rather nasty and not very accommodating to human beings.
So, Matt, what is the outlook? Is this, do you think this is going to be more of a permanent scenario, or is this an anomaly?
The predictions on the parts of scientists is a permanent scenario. A 2007 science study in published research predicted a permanent dust bowl drought by 2050. Levels of aridity comparable to the 1930s dust bowl, which stretched from Kansas to California, like permanently. Now, obviously, weather, even extreme weather, is never the same one year to the next. So you're going to have better years and worse years. But they're saying the trend is towards permanence. The trend is towards permanence. The trend is actually towards much worse than what we're seeing today, that today will be like a better year. You know, in 30 years, today will be this year would be one of the better years, according to the predictions. Now, I hope they're wrong. You know, it comes back to that. Plan for the worst and hope for the best. So you're talking, how do you deal with it? Well, to the best of your ability, you deal with it with self-reliance and planning ahead and accepting that this is probably the new norm. And, yeah, you'll have better years, you'll have worse years. But you may end up having to be a climate refugee at some point in your life. If these trends continue, there will be massive millions and hundreds of millions of people displaced on this planet, where the places where they're living they simply cannot live there anymore. There's no food and there's no water, and the systems aren't working, and it's either move or die. So, you know, hopefully here in the United States we won't see that, but that's the optimistic hoping, and wishing don't always make it so, unfortunately. So you plan for the worst, you hope for the best, and plan for the worst, and definitely plan on self-reliance, and definitely plan on things in our world falling apart and not working on a much larger scale and happening more often, more extended power failures, more severe power failures. So you really need to be, you know, on yo-yo time. You're on your own. When things get really rough, you're on your own. And it's you, your friends, your family, your community that bands together. And it often, you know, tough times often bring out the best in people. I mean, the media focuses on the worst, the thug action and the raping and pillaging, but it usually brings out the best. People band together and help each other out. And no one person knows it all. No one person has all the great stuff. And so when you band together in your community with fellow preppers, then you can share skills, you can share talents, and you can make the best of a bad situation.
Matt, when you said yo-yo time, you're on your own. Last night when the power went out and I learned that there was a transformer on fire on a power pole, I'm thinking about all the tinder that we have around here. The grass is brown, it's dry, the trees, it's actually fall here, the leaves are falling off the trees because it's so dry, there's not enough moisture to keep the leaves on the trees. And you're on your own is actually right, because I was so concerned about this transformer fire. I didn't know where it was, but I wanted to make sure that if I could do anything to put it out, I would do that. And that's something that I wanted to talk about. You know, when we smell smoke, we say, well, you know, the fire department's got to be on their way. It's not our problem. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where I live, that's not the way it is. You have to worry about it because it could be you, or it could be your neighbor. So when we smell smoke or see fire or someone's in trouble, we run to help them. And it's not someone else's job. It's your job, class. It's your job to take action. It's your job to get in there and help, because we're all in this together.
You take action, but you also need to know. You have to have the wisdom, and you have to trust your intuition to know when to stand and when to go. You know,
That's exactly right.
And to be ready, if you have to pick up those critical items at a moment's notice, the things that you really need to put your life back together, you know, your important papers, your flash drive, your, you know, some pictures, whatever you value most, where you think, if all my stuff went away, what few things do I want with me, memories and stuff to put my life back together, you know, deeds of trust, whatever, so that you can head out. A few years back, some friends of mine had moved back to Australia to care for their aging parents, and they were there for the Black Saturday, and the heat was extreme. It was 118 degrees at their house that afternoon, and there were no sirens. There were no warnings from the fire department. There was nothing. There was an extreme warning for extreme fire danger, and that was it. But they looked out the back window, and they saw a column of smoke in that extreme heat of 118 degrees. And they knew, even though their home was built with a steel roof and adobe walls, about as fire-resistant as you can get, they knew, because of the surrounding forest, that in a severe firestorm, chances were that if they made their stand there, that would be their last stand. So they piled the animals into their car, a couple computers, a few tools, and they headed over the hills to a friend's house. He had 10 acres, which was more grassland than woodland, so they knew it was more defendable. Plus, they had a pond, they had fire pumps, they had a small bulldozer. They had all of those things to fight the fire. Well, they stayed up all night long fighting the fire at their friend's house. They had a 15-foot wall of fire came through the grasslands towards their house, and they beat it off, and they saved their friend's house. And they got about an hour and a half of sleep at about 4 or 5 in the morning. Then they got in their car, and they went home, and they were just hoping and praying they'd turn the corner and see that their house had been spared. Well, they turned the corner, and they found 3 partial walls standing. The metal roof had melted. The adobe walls had fallen apart and disintegrated in the heat, and everything was gone. His bicycle repair shop tools were just pools of molten metal globs on the ground. Mm-hmm. And in that fire, there was 200 people plus locally who died. There was entire families found incinerated in their cars when they waited too long and tried escaping in their cars to beat the heat, and the firestorms caught them. Out of the town of Marysville, the neighboring town of Marysville, out of 400-plus structures, I think 12 survived. So this is where it's so important to have that wisdom. And definitely you want to team up with your friends like they did and make the stand where making the stand is the right thing to do. But you need to have the wisdom to know where to make the stand and where to pick up and go, where to pack and go.
And also the routes to take, the alternative routes to get out of Dodge so that you don't become trapped.
That's true. Whatever the event may be.
Matt Stein's with me. We're talking about abrupt climate change. And when we get back, I've got some questions about what's the possibility of higher food prices as a result of this rapid climate change. And will we see food shortages? And what else we can do to help ourselves? I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Matt Stein's with us. And we're talking about abrupt climate change. Matt, I'd just like you to know that I'm looking at TalkStreamLive.com here. And the topics that you're talking about are dominating, completely dominating the website. And every single category, number one, are the topics that you're talking about. Actually, the only topics that are listed are being dominated by Matt Stein on TalkStreamLive.com. We've got a few books of yours, Matt, on the website, USAPrepares.com. When you were here last, you signed some, and we have a few left. So, class, if you'd like When Technology Fails, it's $34.95. That's shipped to your door. And that's autographed and shipped to your door, $34.95. Fabulous manual. I have mine right here in the studio. And When Disaster Strikes, $24.95, shipped and autographed to your door. And Matt Stein's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th right here in Springfield, Missouri. He's going to be doing fabulous seminars, as he always does. And he's going to be talking about things that you need to know. Matt, we only have a couple minutes left. Higher food prices, what do you see? What's your crystal ball say?
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, they're talking that just from June, in the last few months, the corn stockpiles in the United States have tumbled by 48% from March to June. And now we're past that period, so it's probably well over 50% that they've tumbled. Mm-hmm. So there's no question it's going to affect the world prices. And now I just wanted to mention a little thing about my book, because the titles don't always say everything. When Disaster Strikes is like a really terrific prepping and survival handbook. And it's got a full chapter on fires, fire prep, fire safety, and fire survival. And When Technology Fails is massive. That's like a phone book size. I mean, it's really huge. People complained it was too big for the grab-and-go kit, so I made the smaller book. And that one covers self-reliance, sustainability, and surviving the long emergency. So it's prepping. It's old-fashioned technology. It's how to grow biointensive so you can grow more food on less water, less inputs and chemicals, things like that. So just in case... You know, people say, well, what can I do to help me prepare? And I can't tell you all in a single phone session, but there's a huge amount of information in my book. So, you know, years of my life spent on these things, and, you know, do yourself a favor. So now that I'm off that pitch, what's the next question we've got in the last few minutes?
One quick second. When Technology Fails, that phone book size book, I've got it right here in the studio with me, 493 pages, class. 493 pages. It really tells you what you need to know. I'm not kidding. And that's why I keep it right here with me. So the question is, we talked about food prices are going to go up. Yes. Okay. And we have an absence, shortage of hay. Farmers don't know what to do with their cows. They don't know how they're going to feed them through the winter. They really don't. And we don't want to sell our breeding stock as hamburger. We just don't want to do it. It's crazy to do it, but we're really in a pickle. There's no question about it. So the next question is, Matt, will we see food shortages?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, most of the world, many countries of the world had food riots over the last, off and on in the last few years. And I think that when the shortages of corn and wheat from this summer's droughts start rippling into the world, especially if this fall and winter, when those stocks just aren't there, then you're going to see riots over much of the world. But what you're going to see in America, with so many people out of work right now and no work on the horizon and the economy just not getting better, combined with food shortages and food prices skyrocketing, you're going to see more hunger and more, you know, dire need showing up at our back step and at our front steps in the United States. When we're used to seeing these things happen in other countries, we're going to see a far worse situation in this country over the next year than we're used to seeing. I wish it weren't so, and I'd like it to not be so, but wishing don't make it so.
Let me see if I've got this right. Riots, unemployment, shortages, drought, and a return to the Dust Bowl. 2050. Man, oh man. Matt Stein's with us. This is USAPrepares.com. Class, if you have someone that you know that hasn't heard this broadcast, you can download it for free. Just go to the website, USAPrepares.com. Matt Stein, thank you so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones, coming up next on GCN.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.